Okay, Simon Tov Mem Dalet. We're discussing the halachos of Erev Pesach, Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Contrary to our memory, Naftali brought on behalf of Chaim, can you just say which year? Over here, very nice, very good. It was printed out. Which year? So we were wrong.
10 years.
Okay, so that's right. So last time, that Erev Pesach that fell on Friday was, believe it or not, 2008. Gentlemen, we're getting old.
Erev Shabbos that fell on Friday.
Yeah, Erev Shechalis B'Shabbos. Yeah, it was 2008. Yeah, when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, our Simon will discuss that the first Seder is on Motzei Shabbos.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So he fell on Friday?
No. Yeah, time before that was 2005, and time before that was 2001. Now, yeah, it's a very, very confusing cycle because it's 2001, 2005, then 2008, and then from 2009 there's a gap to 2021, which is right? Okay, after 2021 it goes for 2025, and then believe it or not, there's a 20 years gap. 20 years gap. So we'll probably have to do Chazor over it again. Yeah? It's
there is a cycle of it.
No, 20
there,
years
there
gap.
A cycle where it's gone either Yom Sheni or Yom Chamishi.
Fascinating. Really fascinating. And then from 2045. So 2025, 2045, and then 2048. Gentlemen, remember till 2048, okay? We've got to remember, yeah? So, fine. It's very good. Very good. Shkach, thank you very, very much. Shkach. If you want further details, you probably should ask Chaim Yeshua Levi, who has kindly brought this. I don't know what. Seif Dalet. Seif Gimel. Okay. So, what do we do on this Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos? So, Seif Gimel teaches us the following. Ein Mevashlin Shabbos. So, Daisa, don't do porridges and stuff like that. If Shabbos is just before Pesach and you want to eat something, it's not a good idea to make these kind of porridges. In fact, anything which creates an enormous amount of crumbs and sticky food that stick to the plates and everything like that, it's not a good idea. What the best is probably, what did somebody say yesterday? Pitot is the best. Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah. If you did cook something and the food is sticking to the pot, to the saucepan, you can't even clean it off because it's sticking so much. And it's Shabbos. You're not so well equipped to clean everything. So, and it's Shabbos, it's chomet sticking onto the pot. So what you're meant to do is just clean it as much as you can. And whatever you can't get rid of, you just can't get rid of. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sefkot Yudalet that many people use Pesach Kelim ready for the meals. Yeah, that's what people do. Many people do that. Yeah. Nowadays, you're much better equipped, by the way, because we've got disposables. Yeah. So, in terms of plates and cutlery, it's much easier than in. Yeah, but it's still easy. Yeah, right. It still needs to be dealt with, and you still have to get. Yeah, but it's still easier. You don't have to take the Pesach kelim out yet. When you know one hand you've got chametz, the other one Pesach kelim. It doesn't. It's easier with disposables. Seif Dalet. Acha she'achal b'Shabbos usu d'shachis. After eating the Shabbos meal in the morning, yinai ramapa, shake off the tablecloth she'achal bot that was used for eating. V'kaneach ka'orois be'etzpoi, and wash the plates with your fingers. Wash the plates with your finger. Exactly, yeah. And hide the plates from your eyesight. With a chometz kelim. Yeah, absolutely. You can't use the, you know, if you watch how you're cleaning the kelim. You can't use any sponges and similar equipment. So you got to use your hands, your fingers. Yeah. Bimnisha pass. What if there's leftover bread? What are you going to do? It's Shabbos. It's a few hours before Pesach. You've got leftover bread. What are you going to do now?
Flush it down the toilet.
Flush it Any other suggestions?
Just feed it to the animal.
Feed it to the animal which is nearby.
As long as it was in, it's
finish it.
Finish it. If you just can't, you just can't. You're going to pop. You overestimated. Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Yochalit no leinyudi. It's a good idea. You're right. I think that's the most sensible. Just eat it. But Yochalit no leinyudi. The suggestion of Shulchan Aruch is: give it to the goy. Amenash lelotzis boilu shusarabim. Give it to the goy and tell him, don't carry it. Just take it and eat it. Don't carry it around town. So the Shulchan Aruch is concerned about not asking the goy to carry it. Because we don't want to ask a goy to carry something on Shabbos for you. So it's not really for you. Mishnah Berurah said it's a chumrah. Just don't ask him specifically to carry for you. That you mustn't. But ultimately it is. So that's why it would be okay. Mishnah Berurah says that don't ask him specifically. You take this bread and carry it out. That you wouldn't be allowed to do. But if he carries it himself, then it's fine. Okay. Im nisha chometz achasha ochloi. Sif hey. If there's even more, so fine, there's no goy around, and it's still left over chometz. Mevatloi, that's an interesting one. You should do bittel. Okay. Do bittel. Mevatloi, the koifel of kli, and you should cover it with a kli. Cover with a kli. Cover it ad motziyom tov, until motziyom tov maru, and then burn it. How about you say, watch out. This is a really interesting one. So, if you've got leftovers and there's no goy around, Mishnah Berurah says, it's also if there's no animal around. There's no dog and there's no goy around to give it. You've got bread left over. What are you going to do with it? So, Shulchan Aruch says, what you do, if you can't get rid of it physically, so put it on the corner of your house, take a kli, take a pot, a plate, a bowl, and turn it over and keep it to the side over there. Remember, it's Shabbos, you can't do much else with it. And then you keep it there safely until Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, you burn it. How would you feel comfortable with that? Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Until Motzei Shabbos, until Motzei Yom Tov.
Well, the question is, why do you need to even do that?
Because it's still a chashashim over ochloi. Bitter alone is not good enough. So that's like the closest you can do to a beer. Sivov.
What about detergent?
Yeah, would that be muta on Shabbos? Detergent normally is mukta.
Like
a very strong soap. You could, you're right, you could. You're absolutely right. In a way, that's the better option than what Shulchan Aruch is suggesting, yeah. You're right, flushing down the toilet sounds like a really good idea. Yeah.
Maybe it's talking about the time then they didn't have, you weren't able to...
Flush it, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Maybe that, yeah. But it's a good, it sounds definitely like a very good idea if you could. Aval pishaleisha chometz bevais achasut shachis. Even though, Sivav, although there may not be any chometz remaining in your house after the morning meal on Shabbos morning, so echlevatel chometz, you still must do bitul, kederech, the way you should bevatel b'shayjonim. After the meal, you still got to do a bitul as you do on any normal year. Okay. Siv zayin. If somebody goes, this is a repetition of what we learned earlier. Say somebody has got a bris mila. Somebody has to go to a, somebody's going on a journey on the 14th for a mitzvah purpose. Kugoin, such as, lomules bnoi, to do a bris mila. Hoylechoil, sudas erusin, or to go to engagement, a halachic engagement, beveis chomiv, the shver. So there's a genuine simcha, genuine mitzvah purpose that needs to go. Veniskan, he suddenly remembers on his way to this bris meal, he's on his way, and suddenly remembers, oive, Veniska sheesh lechomets beveisa, he suddenly remembers, oh no, I forgot that pita, which I just didn't get rid of. I still have got a pita in my house. Im yochalach salaveisa, if he's able to go back home, velevaya, and to remove, to get rid of, and achomets, velach salamitzvosoi, and to return and still make it on time for the bris suda. He should return, Vevai should do that. If you can go back, get rid of the chometz, and then go back to the bris, fine, do that. Veimlav, if you're unable to make it both ways, to go back to home, get rid of the chometz, and go to the bris. So what I'm going to do then is, Veimlav, Yivatlenu belibo, you should do bittel in your heart. You should bittel in your heart, and that's sufficient, just to do the bittel is enough. Wherever you are, you don't have to be near the chometz to do bittel. You can be far away. You know, you can't do bittel chametz of chametz which is not near you. So he also, this gentleman is on his way to the bris. Chametz is at home. Can't make it back. So the bittel, wherever you are. Yeah, there's still a chiyuv of kofet av kli. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ve'im ha'yohedech la'atzel min ha'nor u'min ha'dleke ma'apolitz miyad ha'nos. If he's on his way to save somebody from drowning in a river, min ha'dleke from chalila a burn as a fire, ma'apolitz miyad ha'nos. So there's any other emergency or dangers, and you can't make it back to remove the chometz. So yivatel b'libo, here again, you should do the bittel in your heart, v'lo yachzoy, ha'fili eshos, and don't go back, don't, you just save, do what you've got to do, and do the bittel wherever you are. If you went for personal purpose, a personal reason, put top of page 38, you went for personal, you should go back straight away and get rid of the chametz. So say you went on Erev Pesach, you wanted a personal, could be a visit, or could be just a walk, or anything which is not a genuine mitzvah, not a particularly important emergency. And suddenly you realize that you've got chametz at home, you have to return and see to the chametz. Yachsam yad, you have to immediately return and see to the chametz. Hat kamul choyza. How much is the amount of chametz that you have to return for? Ad kebetza, for a shiur of a kebetza. If it's less than a kebetza, pochs mikan, if it's a shiur of chametz that you left behind, it's less than a kebetza, then mevatle b'libo, you should just do a bittle in your heart, v'dayu, and that's sufficient. Yeah. Siv ches. Hoysol e'isa b'veisoi. If he's got dough in his house, vehu torot b'mokam acher, he's got dough in his house and he's busy elsewhere, and he fears, he's concerned, shematachmitz, maybe that dough is going to become chometz, mevatle b'libo, he can do bittel in his heart, koidim shtachmitz, before he becomes chometz. Before he actually alach, he becomes chometz, he can do bittel. You can do bittel, that's fine. Havali michmitza, but once he becomes chometz, ein a bittel moil, imuach hazman isur. But as we've learned numerous times earlier, once it's the time of Issa has kicked in, once the time of Issa has started, you cannot anymore do bittel chometz. Bittel chometz is only before it's Zman Issa. Once it's Zman Issa, you can't do bittel. Say also, you've got something which is rising, chometz, dough which is rising, becoming chometz, so you can do bittel as long as it hasn't become chometz. But once it's become chometz and it's Zman, after Zman Issa, you can't do bittel anymore. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah points out that you've got to remember there's anyway a problem over here. There's got a bit positive mitzvah. Reminds us a few times over here through the Mishnah Berurah. He tells us that you've got a mitzvah, there's a positive mitzvah to remove the chometz on Erev Pesach. Tashbisu. Tashbisu is a mitzvah to remove the chometz. So it's all machloikas in Minchas Chinuch. What happens if somebody just doesn't have chometz? You know, really, really yekish households. You know, real, you know, some households are really absolutely yekish and they can work out and figure out in advance to slowly, slowly decrease the chometz from like Purim onwards. You slowly buy less and less and less until, you know, on Erev Pesach, there's not a grain of chometz left. Not a grain of chometz left. Maybe just enough to do a bit of chometz. And that, no, forget about the chometz. Just enough that you've eaten all the last pieces and that's it. Do you have to positively buy chometz on Erev Pesach to be Mekamitz's Tashbisu or not?
He did it.
You say that by eating, it was by meeting it on the Ashpasa. Yeah? It's not eating is not Ashpasa? So it needs to be. You like to burn it, you said, eh? So there is the Minchas Chinuch discussed that. It's machlok. Look, it might be machlok as a shoinim. Do you have to get chometz in order to do tashbisu? Or perhaps the tashbisu is only if you have got chometz. Minchas Chinuch. If you've got chometz, you have to do mitzvah tashbisu. But you don't have to get chometz in order to tashbisu. Interesting shayla. So either way, that leads us straight and very smoothly into Siman Tov Mem Hei, which discusses the next topic, which is the topic of Din Biur Chometz. What's the halacha of Biur Chometz? So that's the following. So Keitzad Biur Chometz. How do you do Biur Chometz? This is not discussing anymore. If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, this is generic, universal. How do you do Bi'ul Chametz? So, it's a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Psachim? Oh, Machlokes Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda says, and be a sefer. Soyufoi. So you should burn it. There's something about burning the chametz. Vezoire loruach, and you throw it into the midair, loruach. Hozor kalayam, or you put it in the water. So these are the ideal ways of removing the chametz. It's soyufoi, you burn it. Zoire loruach, you throw it in the air. Hozor kalayam, you throw it into the water. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, so for if cotton out of two lines from the bottom, until it gets completely burnt, and it's burnt into ash. Now, we discussed a few days ago, that sometimes it looks from the appearance that it's burnt, but it's not really. So that's what Mishnah Berurah points out over here very much. Just make sure that if you're burning it, make sure that it is really black in the inside as well. Or you spread it in the air, the pirurim dakim into thin pieces. When if you throw it into midair, it's not good enough just to take a pita and throw it across the street. That's, they haven't done the mitzvah. Why not? It needs to be crumbs. It needs to be crumbs. Only once it's crumbs. Don't take this, you know, this chalas that you know by the chasnas. But it's simple, got this big chalas. You're not making a mitzvah tashbis by chucking it across. You take this big thing and you throw it. That doesn't mean zoyre la ruach doesn't mean that. Zoyre, by definition, means, as the Mishnah explains, the pirurim dakim means to be small pieces. If you throw it into the air, only then you're making a mitzvah. Shele matzeinu mi, that you can't have somebody finding it, potentially, in theory, for yenem enenu, and he gains benefit from it. Or zoyre kaliyam, the third option is the zoyre kaliyam, we throw it into the water. Vuadin la nor, it's a river as well. It doesn't make a difference if it's a sea, an ocean, a lake, a river. And what's the reason? The rationale for all this is, Meshum Deksiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Tashbisu, you shall. What's a good translation of Tashbisu? How should I destroy? Desist. Yeah, is that what it means? Yeah, I don't know the word. Desist? Yeah, Tashbisu. Soir. And he chomets mepotechem from your houses. Bechol dov o shat yochel ha-shpisoi. In any way, you can't be destroying it, really. You're destroying it. In any way, they can physically and chemically destroy the chomets. That's how you're going to do it. So you mentioned flushing down the toilet. So would that be mekayimitz tashpisu? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the ideal way of doing tashpisu. By the way, is it, now I don't know, it doesn't say over here anything about it not being edible anymore. It doesn't say that it's not edible anymore. So therefore, are you saying that?
So it could just be practically you're not going to get it.
Right. Yes, I agree with you. I mean, generally, if bread ends up in the water, it's normally not edible anymore. But I'm trying to define the mitzvah tashpisu. What I'm trying to understand, we have got mitzvah on a Torah level to get rid of chametz on Erev Pesach. I'd like to know, I understand, if you're burning it, you're destroying it. I understand if you're making 2,000 pieces, but I wonder does it need to be, by definition, they're not making it, it's not edible anymore. Say, for instance, you're throwing it in the water, but it's still edible, for argument's sake. You know, like sometimes it doesn't, do you know what I mean? Sometimes it doesn't get completely soggy. Which is note 2? Yeah, let's have a look. We come to Shabbat Yom Lana. Ain't it so chlas is Cain? She came and she chomets also this, but yeah, he says that. Yeah, you're right. It touches on that point a little bit that if you're throwing it into the water, you don't have to. You don't make it into 1,000 crumbs because it will eventually get soft and soggy and not edible anymore. Then is that? But you're making it touch pieces straight away. V'yishloch Hashem imtzein anoshim. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, could V'yemayo chometz kosher, if the chometz is solid, hard, very strong, solid chometz, and the water doesn't ruin it immediately, the idea is then, you should take a crumb, make it into crumbs, and after throw it into the water. If it's very, very solid, so that, you mean that, does that tell us anything? So what was it that, if you've got really old chometz, really old, very, really solid, rock solid, you should break it up before you put it in the water, to make it mitzvah tashbisu. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to break it up before you put it in the water. Okay. V'aminig l'sofer, the Ramah says the meaning is to burn it. For tov l'sofer b'yoyim, it's better to burn it by day. For dumi de noisa, this is like the, in the Beis HaMikdash we found the mitzvah of noisa, she'nisa b'yoyim, which burns by day. V'achim o'yiroitza l'sofer miyata chabdika, but if you want to burn it immediately after the b'dika, k'dei shalo yikirenu chulda, that you're worried about mice, schlepping them away, or weasels schlepping them away, you can also do that. So ideally you burn it by day, but if you're worried about getting lost after the b'dika by night, you're concerned you might end up, you don't know where, so you can burn it by night already. Has you ever seen anybody doing bir chometz by night? I don't think I've ever seen anybody. Has anybody doing burning the chometz by night? So, but if you're concerned about the chometz getting lost, that's what you should do. But the meaning is to do the bir chometz by day. Okay, just to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned that if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, clean the plates with your fingers, yes. Make sure not to do schita, etc. The tablecloth, you should shake out the tablecloth. If you've got leftover chametz, give it to the goy. If there is no goy, no dog, you should bittel and cover it with a kli. You should do bittel with any, you should anyway do bittel on Shabbos. We spoke about the bris. If you can make it back, do that. If you can't make it back, then just do bittel. We learned about the dough which is becoming chametz. Before it's become chametz, you can do bittel. Once it becomes chametz, after Zman Isur, you can't do bittel anymore. We learned about bil chametz. Bil chametz is burning. What's the options? Either burning or you throw it in the air or into the water. Yeah. If it's very, very solid, rock solid, you crumb it before you put it in the water. The meaning is to burn it. And in theory, you could do b'dikas chametz followed by the burning of the chametz. But generally, people do it by day. Okay, I wish you a very good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Good Chodesh and good Shabbos.